The shadows hold more than darkness. They hold the truth. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Diddy, he is down for the count. He has been arrested and charged. He's sitting in a jail in New York City right now, waiting the next steps, wondering what is going to happen next, being denied bail now twice. It appears he's not getting out anytime soon. Joining me to discuss, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. What's your reactions to the feds finally closing in and arresting Diddy?
Did he do it?
Yeah.
That's my reaction. Did he do it? Yeah. I mean, we were all waiting for it. I mean, we talked about, you know, what was going down when the searches of the properties went down a few months ago. And I told you, man, you know, the feds take time. Mm-hmm. They build a case. So they are feeling exceptionally confident about their case, where it stands now. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that what's going to happen is now that he is in custody, away from his money, away from the ability to be able to contact his people, mm-hmm. to go and talk to witnesses, victims, whoever he needs to bribe to get them to stand down, he can't do it. Mm-hmm. He can't do it. Like, that was the big, you know, the flight risk was obviously, I don't care if he sells his plane and his Miami property, you know, I mean, when you have, you know, that kind of money and you want to go somewhere, you're going to go somewhere. So there's no way to stop him. So in that sense, it obviously made sense to keep him in. I was not at all surprised. I would have been shocked if the judge would have, on the bail appeal, allowed him to post some kind of bond. Like, $250 million, $500 million, it doesn't matter. He would have come up with the money. The guy's a billionaire. I mean, he would have gotten liquid quick, and he would have been out, and he would have done what he had to do to get out. So I have a feeling that he's going to be in a cage for a long time. This is just the beginning, obviously. And look, he is presumed innocent. Mm-hmm. No question about it. But I'm just telling you that it's like a 98% conviction rate with the feds. Like, they don't play.
Yeah. They obviously, they got the material they wanted and went in. It was said by his attorney that they had known for about 2 weeks that it was going to be time, that he was going to have to turn himself in. Is that how it normally works with something like this? Do they give you, like, the courtesy of, we're going to arrest you in about 2 weeks, you need to turn yourself in by this date? Because then they said that they went in the night before Monday, because he was expected to turn himself in on Tuesday, I guess. But they went and got him at the hotel the night before.
Yeah. In state cases, no, it doesn't typically work like that. Like, that's not to say that if we find out through a client that a cop has called them and said, hey, you know, we want you to come talk to us. Mm-hmm. We typically know that that means that they're probably going to arrest him, mm-hmm. but that they want to have a discussion with him first. When you're talking about the feds, post searches, everyone on Diddy's legal team knows what's coming. Mm-hmm. Like, this wasn't a surprise. It was only a matter of time. There wasn't a question of, are they going to arrest him? The question was, when are they going to arrest him? How long are they going to need to be able to put their case together? And like, I fully expect, so before I jump to that thought, so to answer your question directly, it's not unusual. I mean, his lawyers were working with them. You know, they were saying, look, because they had obviously talked about what it would look like to keep him out on bond. Mm-hmm. You know, he had said, well, we'll sell the plane. I've got the passports. We'll sell the property. We'll have him where he can only go to one place. You know, so they were obviously conversing. There was this plan to turn him in. I think the feds were probably like having that conversation, like, we got to go get this guy. Like, mm-hmm. like, tonight is sphincter tightening night. Tonight is the night that he knows he's going in and he might never get out. Tonight's going to be the night that he's going to bounce, if he's going to bounce. So that's why I think they circumvented the plan by a night earlier, mm-hmm. than he was supposed to go in. And that's why they placed him into custody there. But conversations were 100% taking place between the feds, the U.S. attorneys, and Diddy's lawyers.
Was there any, I mean, obviously the fear of flight there, but was there any advantage to them making the arrest versus him voluntarily walking in and turning himself in?
No, not really.
No.
I mean, like it makes no difference. Like typically that's done in order to avoid the perp walk from the perspective of the defendant.
Okay.
Like that's usually when the defense, you know, lawyer is saying, all right, well, we don't want him doing the perp walk, which is, you know, the cuffed walk for the media. Like they call that the perp walk. And, you know, they try to avoid that for high publicity people and, you know, people with great power.
Yeah.
Moguls. We don't want moguls having to do perp walks, Tony. We don't want that to happen.
He just gave him the key a year ago to the city.
So, no, I mean, it really has no other effect at all other than to just avoid that.
Yeah.
But I don't recall seeing a perp walk. Like the media was not alerted to it.
No.
So they gave him that courtesy. I think that their thing, you know, because they weren't going to do anything to tip it off. Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying, like the feds, as they're sitting there, you know, they've been working this case. The U.S. attorneys, they're like, oh, shit, he's turning himself in tomorrow. It's the big day. But that's what I'm saying. That's when their sphincters are getting tight. They're like, all right, if he's going to dip, if he's going to bounce, if he's going to bolt, if he's going to flee, it's going to be tonight. Mm-hmm. Because tonight is, he will feel no more pressure than he feels this evening.
Yeah.
Like in that condo or in that hotel room. Mm-hmm. And that's that, you know? So like in order to circumvent any possibility of him actually trying to flee, because it's like, think about it. It's like that night before you're going in and your lawyer's telling you, dude, like we're going to do everything we can here, but you know, you got all the money in the world, bro.
Yeah.
Like the judge is going to know that you're a flight risk and you are a flight risk. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm Diddy's lawyer, I'm having that real conversation. I said, look, we're going to put everything that we can on the table, but you have to be, you know, pragmatic about this. This judge is going to believe you are what you are, which is a flight risk, you know, and they're coming with a lot of evidence that, you know, you're intimidating witnesses and that you're buying them off, paying them off in order to keep them silent and all those things. They're flying in the face of any judge saying, yeah, I'll let you out on bond. So, I was not surprised.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.